things were quieter today in Hong Kong, but it's not likely that the protests are over. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators marched this week. They're not demanding new freedoms or civil rights. They're trying to hold on to the ones they've had for a long time. When Great Britain handed Hong Kong back to China in 1997, the Chinese government agreed to protect the territory's semi-autonomous legal and political system. Emily Lau is a pro-democracy politician who served on Hong Kong's Legislative Council for 25 years. When we called her earlier, we'd been hearing reports that police were searching for activists in dormitories at a Hong Kong university. Lau called those reports shocking.
I don't know what the police are doing. Yesterday, they went to hospitals to arrest people. And now today, they go to university dormitories. And of course, we must get the police to come out and stop that and to behave in a civilized way. And they should know the whole world is watching. So we don't really want people to think that Hong Kong is a real police state. And so this sort of behavior is unacceptable.
Do you worry that Hong Kong is being pulled into the larger clash over Asia's future, pitting America and China against one another in increasingly worrisome ways?
And maybe it's inevitable, but I think Hong Kong, we have been part of China for 20-odd years. But we managed to have a separate existence under China's policy of one country, two systems, whereby the people here, the 7 million, can enjoy freedoms, personal safety, and the rule of law, independence of the judiciary, which the people in the rest of the People's Republic of China do not enjoy. So this is something quite remarkable. But now it seems the Chinese government is getting fed up with us and they want to take away those things. So you can see the city is fighting back. That's why we have a million people marching.
Emily, at this point, do you wish Hong Kong could separate from China and have full autonomy?
Most of the Hong Kong people do not want it. I have been a representative of the people for a quarter of a century. When I started out, of course, I said I believe in self-determination. But when the British were negotiating with China about the future of Hong Kong in the 1980s, there was no self-determination movement because the vast majority of the people here accept that they are Chinese. And then Hong Kong is Chinese territory. So if I'm going to represent them, I have to respect their wish. And now we are not fighting for independence. We are just fighting for the Chinese to keep the promise that they made to us of one country, two systems, and don't destroy our free lifestyle.
Now, it seems like this movement, though, is running out of options. I mean, its youth leaders have tried to join the government only to be jailed, disqualified, accused of being stooges for China's rivals. What more can the protesters and can people in Hong Kong do?
Well, if the city is in turmoil like this, the business people are very upset. And when they are upset, they will want to do something too. So many things are happening. So just don't say we are a lost cause.
But what leverage at this point does the opposition have to move its cause forward?
We are not very big. I mean, political parties are very small. But what you have seen on the streets of Hong Kong is really people power. And there is no one really that can organize these people to come onto the streets. Not about this 1 million people march or the big gatherings outside the Legislative Council and government complex. And it's just the people themselves. And that's what the Hong Kong people are like. I don't think they want to be manipulated or organized. But when they know something is important, they will turn up.
Emily, what is your next move specifically? What are you going to do next?
You know, they have just organized another march on Sunday. This time we will march in black.
Are you going to go?
I will be there. And I hope that politicians in your countries will ask questions in Parliament, in Congress. Just let the whole world know what the nasty things they are doing to little Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy activist Emily Lau served on Hong Kong's Legislative Council for 25 years. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.